Now, the day-to-day life of the orphanage, it was quite strict. It had to be fairly strict. There had to be controls in place. There had to be discipline. But one thing I will say about the orphanage is there was no locked doors in the orphanage. The only place that had locked doors were in the kitchens and in the laundry, so that children couldn't run amok and steal food or go and upset the laundry system, because each child had their own laundry, their own clothes that they would wear. They were all numbered, they were all ticketed, and each child was able to go in and select their fresh underwear once a week. And there had to be locks on these types of doors. But for the main entrances to the boys' houses and to the outside world, there were no locks, there was no fences, there was no barring of anything. Having said that, you were in a very large building in the middle of nowhere in the northeast of Scotland, and any children that ran away found it quite hard to get to the nearest village, which might be 2 or 3 miles away. However, we'll come to running away at a later stage. The day-to-day running of the orphanage consisted of being up at 6:30 in the morning, and there were duties to be done by all and sundry, regardless of age. These duties mostly consisted of polishing floors and washing up the bathrooms, doing the general housework in playrooms and games rooms, and making beds and keeping the dormitories tidy. When I was in the orphanage, this is during the 60s, the dormitories would consist of possibly 20 to 30 children in one room, which was a large dormitory. We also had various games rooms. We had a boot room for our boots that had to be kept at the front door because they weren't allowed to be in the building. We had slippers for that. We had games rooms. And latterly, when TV came in, we had a television room. But that was much later on in my experience at the orphanage. We also had our housemaster, who lived on the premises, and he would have a room of his own. Quite often it would be a very small room, because most housemasters or housemistresses would just be single, they'd maybe just gone through some training for childcare, but not always, and they would have their own little private room. As I remember, it mostly consisted of a bed and a fireplace and maybe a window, you know. And that was about it. It was usually quite a small room. So the house parents' lives were really embraced with the upbringing of the children on a day-to-day basis. They were always out with the children. And it's very seldom that you ever saw a housemaster or housemistress in their room. In fact, it was a treat to get into one of these rooms to see them and see what the rooms were like.